A few years ago, I saw a film in which the theme was the human search for God. The film began by showing a man who was wandering from place to place, always looking and always walking away disappointed. He walked into a dining room with a family that had sat down to dinner. He walked into a theater, and even walked into a church where a priest was preaching and people were listening quietly. And each time he looked around, he was puzzled. He was sad and appeared empty. He could not recognize that God was there in each event, each room that he would walk into. And so his search continued to take him from one place to the other. And then as the film came to an end, the man was seen walking across a broad field in the sunset. And off in the faraway distance, he could see something or someone moving toward him. At first, it was quite blurry, and neither he nor those of us watching could quite make out what it was, but then it came closer. It became a person, a man, a very beautiful human being. And at that moment, in a very special kind of way that can only be called a moment of recognition, a moment of faith, a moment of understanding, the searcher's eyes were opened. And the man said in wonder, "My God, how beautiful is my brother." In the discovery of that moment of beauty and recognition, he was able to call upon his God. The search for God, for any one of us through life, can always be a frustrating one. In the first place, if we are to listen to the wisdom of the saints, it is frustrating because our search for God must always wait upon God's search for us. Recall it was St. Augustine who said, "I never would have found you if you had not found me first." We can begin our life and look and look and look, but until God chooses to open our eyes, little by little, event by event, we also go on remaining puzzled and sad, and our search for the living God continues. A friend told me once that he distinctly remembered three very special occasions in his life where he was able to experience in a mysterious way the presence and the power of the living God, and each one was built upon the other. They were separated by a period of several years, but not a single one was ever forgotten, and his entire life was influenced. He said the first time was on a high mountain in the very early morning hours of the summer. He said the birds were just coming to life, beginning to disturb the deathly quiet that had filled the night. Then the clouds began to change colors, and the sun finally began its morning climb. In the stillness of that sunrise, he found himself praying in the quiet, "My God, how beautiful is the world which you have made." And in the discovery and recognition of that single moment of God's created beauty, he now could call upon his God in a way he never had before. He said a second time, later, he was watching a little child playing in the grass. The child was blind, but in a way that blind people are able to compensate for their lack of sight. This little child could feel the grass. The little child could smell and caress the newborn flowers. And he watched her, standing tall, her arms spread out, welcoming the cool breeze of the summer wind. And again he prayed, "My God, how beautiful is this little child." And again, in that moment of recognition of beauty, he could call upon his God in a new kind of way. And later, sometime later, he was walking the streets of Montreal. And there, on the park bench, sat an elderly couple. It was clear they had spent a long, long life together. And it also was clear that the two of them were still very much in love, because they almost looked like each other, as so often happens. And now they were able simply to sit there together and enjoy each other, just being alive. Both of their faces wore that wonderful expression of peace, a peace that the world is never able to give. And now for the third time, my friend said he experienced a presence, a mysterious presence and a mysterious power. And for the third time he prayed, "My God, how beautiful are your people." And for a third time, in that discovery, that recognition of the presence and the beauty of God, he could call upon God in a way he never had been able to do before. And that is exactly what our sacred scripture readings have done this afternoon. They have asked us to notice what so many of us allow to go unnoticed in our lives. The first reading speaks about God's tender care for his people. And if we listen to it carefully, that reading invites us to look at the people around us for no other reason to discover what it is in them that God is able to find so beautiful. It also invites us to go deeper and to look, of all places, deep down inside ourselves, and to discover what it is that God finds beautiful within each of us. The reading suggests that you and I can discover this secret, we can discover this beauty, that in doing so we also discover the God who is loving, tender, compassion dwelling there. And we might even end up with a prayer formed on our own lips: "My God, how beautiful is my brother and my sister, my God, how beautiful am I." The second reading speaks the very same message, but in a different kind of key. It is Paul, this time, who has been so impressed at the very warm welcome that he has received from the people of Thessalonica. And he looks at this wonderful faith that this people of the community have, and how they share that faith. And because of that living faith, how they are able to change the lives of other people. And we can almost hear the same words of the prayer formed on the lips of St. Paul. My God, how beautiful are your people. How beautiful, O Lord, is your presence in their midst. Our problem today is that our popular Christian imagination, so often formed by catechism answers that were so abstract, has held us with an image of a God that is distant and otherworldly. And belief in the incarnation, belief of the enfleshment of the divinity in matter, simply does not yet seem to have permeated our Christian consciousness today. And that is why today, above all, there is need for a greater faith in the incarnation, the incarnational principle of the Christian faith, that God dwells in our midst through people and matter. It is for the church to proclaim, as if it were fresh news, that the living God is intimately present in the very heart of the universe, in the very depths of the human personality, whether it's going to be St. Augustine who said it 1700 years ago, or Teilhard de Chardin who said it within the last century, that the reality and the mystery of the living God is in the very core of our beings. That God is properly called the center of all centers, since the living God is at the heart of the world. As St. Augustine said, God is more interior than my own interior being. We plunge into ourselves and discover the living God within us, within other people, within the events of our lives. And even though we discover the living God at the very core of the individual person, our own interior depths, it is biblical faith, as we heard this afternoon, and Christian tradition of 2,000 years, that insist that God cannot be found only in the depths of the individual soul, but that the divine is also discovered in the interpersonal relationship of one person to another and the total community. Searching for God requires a deep appreciation and commitment to the solidarity of all human beings and the social manner in which we live together. There are so many examples that you can think of how you find the living God in your own life. They are so simple, so direct, so present, they are so close to us we overlook them. All we need do is open our eyes to recognize and to see them, because they are unique to each of us. And our scripture today offers us that ray of hope, offers us that kind of guidance, telling each of us in our own way to continue our search and listen. Listen to all that we hear around us and keep our eyes wide open to that special moment, to those many special moments that can only be called moments of faith, moments of fresh understanding, of fresh recognition, when your eyes, our eyes, will be opened more and more to see what we have never seen before, and from that moment on, we are never quite the same. Simple things, the beauty of a sunrise, the beauty of a sunset, the beauty of another human person, which will summon the words of prayer in our heart. My God, how beautiful you are. And in the discovery of that beauty, in that moment of recognition, you and I will have discovered our God, and we will never be the same again.